Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. Basically, the title was, and I saw this come up in the news the other day, is a pastor apologizes for making girls wear a one-piece swimsuit instead of asking boys to behave. And there's so many things wrong with this, and this is why I make videos about modesty, and this is why I speak to brothers and sisters out there that say they know the scriptures, that we need to be aware of the declining morality of today's society. And our Creator tells us to follow Him and mimic Yeshua and to not imitate the other non-biblical places and things of the world. And we live in a time and a culture today where the opposite is happening. There's nothing on the decline today more than the way people dress. And it's just sad. And this is why, you know, when people say, oh, how come you're making so many videos about the way we dress, and you keep making videos about the way we dress, and you're extreme, you're a legalist, and all this stuff? It's because of stuff like this and the declining downfall. And most churches have no issue with this. Most churches don't have an issue with something like this. You know, and, you know, look, when Yeshua was in the temple, He was overturning tables when they were doing something that clearly shouldn't have been done. You know, He didn't ignore it and say, well, I already spoke about this last week, so I'm not going to speak about this again because I don't want to offend anyone. You know, and this is a message, especially to young people. I think that's what makes this so bad, this whole situation, is what happened with the, let's see here. Now, what's happening with the young people today? It makes it even so much worse. And as I was reading this and I was deciding what I was going to discuss on this, another video popped up. It says, a man protesting bikinis at the beach, confronted. So basically, there was a man on the beach with a sign that said, what did the sign say? That God says Christian women dress modest. And then there was a woman there in a bikini, and she says to the guy, are we supposed to dress modest at the beach? And she asked him, like, it was really? Are we supposed to dress modest at the beach? And the guy was going to answer and say, God doesn't want women to. But the person cut him off and said, what if God is fake? And this is the type of ignorance people have towards modesty these days. So this pastor, it's about that gave a terrible message to women. He could have made this great. He could have did this the right way. I mean, he has a great point. He shouldn't just be pointing this out to girls. He should be pointing out to boys and telling boys the problem with immodesty as they're growing up and they realize that they shouldn't be around anyone who's not being moral and not living up to the standards of scriptures. And I have a video online that is a modesty according to the scriptures, and I've had it on there for a long time, and I discuss it often. Modesty is for men and women. So it's a good thing that it needs to be a balanced message. But what I believe would have been scripturally correct, what this pastor should have done, is not made an excuse and apologize to girls for making them do something Yahweh wanted them to do. But by the way, he didn't make them do anything. He suggested, if you want to be part of this youth camp, you need to not wear one-piece bikinis or one-piece bathing suit. You have to wear a one-piece bathing suit. You can't wear a two-piece bathing suit. So, you know, he didn't make them do anything, you know. However, he definitely could have been two-sided on this and told the boys that they also have to guard their eyes and have to understand, you know, they can't be immodest either. And it drives me crazy, and it does not make me happy when I see men and boys, and their fathers are usually the cause of this, walking around with their shirts off. You know, no man, well, I'll say a Christian man, but nobody, but anyone that calls himself a Christian or a believer should be setting a poor example for their children. And today out there today, mothers and fathers are setting up terrible modesty examples for children. And fathers in the way they treat women and the way they look at certain women that are dressed immodest, and women for dressing immodest. On both cases, setting up terrible examples. But it's really not addressed often when a man wears no shirt. And many people will say, well, I never talk about men immodesty. First of all, I probably speak about men immodesty, if not as much, maybe even more than women, because it's not spoken about enough. But this isn't even about necessarily modesty, this particular topic. This topic is about taking Yahweh's word and just apologizing to the devil or something, or apologizing to the wicked pagan world. So what this pastor did was, he says, he apologized to girls, but he asked them to cover their bodies. Instead, he said, oh, well, the girls can go and do what they want. I'm sorry, but the men, the boys need to control themselves. So what he wrote exactly was on his page here is, and I understand he might have been pressured to do this because of society today, and he wasn't politically correct. But that's where we have a point of who we are and where we stand with Yahweh. When political correctness doesn't stand up and we might lose our job or perhaps even our life, are we going to start to give in to the enemy and the devil's ways? So this pastor says, so I need to issue an apology. I am using some of you here too. He says, I have been a youth pastor on and off for over 20 years, and I have issued the ridiculous ultimatum to my female students at summer camp, one-piece swimsuits only. Excellent. Absolutely excellent. I mean, we live in a time today where it's so crazy that I mean, if you looked 100 years ago, people went to the beach, they weren't even wearing bathing suits. They went in the ocean full clothed. And that was normal. There's a video online that I posted. They showed a beach in the early 1900s, and people were literally at the beach in full clothing. Yes, it was hot outside, and they weren't complaining it was hot. They wouldn't even be a thought to be seen naked or in the underwear at the beach. But today it's completely different. But, you know, we said one piece swimsuits only for girls. Now, I don't know how much time he gave in telling them they have to wear a one piece bathing suit. You know, some mothers complain, well, now I got to rush and go get a one piece bathing suit. What kind of so-called make believer, because I'm not going to call him a believer. What believer out there is even letting their girls wear two-piece bathing suits, that's all they have? See the downcline in the morality of the people today, and this is why, because people aren't speaking enough about it, and somebody needs to speak up about it. While people are applauding that other woman for saying, well, what's wrong with wearing a bikini? I'm at the beach, after all. Why can't I do that? And this man standing there with his Bible and his sign saying, an old simple message, God says, Yahweh, our wonderful creator, says Christian women should not be wearing bikinis. That's it. And everyone came on his case and supported the other women. Now, it's just crazy out there. So this pastor said, first of all, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, he is sorry, okay? He says, I'm sorry that I didn't teach boys to control themselves. Well, you know, we need to send a message and teach our children, especially as a youth pastor, we have a responsibility to uphold the instructions of Yahweh. And it says, Shema Yisrael, in the Shema, it says we need to teach our children the way they should go. He says, I'm sorry, I laid the weight of purity on girls, a girl's swimsuit while she was swimming, and not on a boy's responsibility not to be gross. And I know some women that would expect an apology from people, whether it's a man or woman, to suggest that women shouldn't wear bathing suits. Somebody would expect a man to say, well, I'm sorry. It, you know, this pastor did what many of the make-believers out there will do and say, well, you know, it's not the girl's responsibility. Men just have to close their eyes and not think gross things. This pastor's doing the same exact thing as these making excuses. Yes, we all need to be responsible, but don't apologize for having a standard that goes in line with Yahweh's. He said, I'm sorry to the girls that fanatically search for an appropriate one piece so that some male youth pastor could deem them appropriate. Wait a second. What? As I said, frantically search for an appropriate one piece. What so-called Christians are going around swimming in inappropriate two pieces? They should have already have it. Good for this pastor, what he did. Bad for him changing his stance and changing. He wrote, I accompanied my fiance and a daughter as we story here. I accompanied my fiance and her daughter. His fiance and her daughter as we desperately looked for a cute one piece that would be appropriate for camp. It was a hard and it sucked. That's what he said. Really? Really? What is, like, okay, what does she have before an appropriate one piece? Number four, I'm sorry that we had deemed a youth woman's body as something that needs to be covered and let young men's bodies be okay to be seen. No. A woman's body needs to be covered. A girl's body needs to be covered. Period. End of story. Bottom line. Yes. And men's bodies need to be covered as well. And men need to take the responsibility and understand that. You know, their bodies need to be covered. This is why I personally, as a man, walk around trying to set an example of modesty wherever I go and wherever I'm seen to get people talking. Well, why is he dressed like that? And that gives me an opportunity to talk. Well, this is a responsibility for men as well. You know, and in the gym or the beach are no excuse for men or women to dress naked or be showing off skin and bone and your body and everything else. That's not an appropriate thing. And it's not appropriate to downgrade in Yahweh's standard. Yahweh's standard, just, you know, and is an excuse too. To dress immodest is, you know, and make an excuse for it. There's no excuse for immodesty. Heat is not an excuse. I see modest women that will dress and cover from head to toe in the hottest places. And around the world, historically, that's the way it's always been. I've seen men and women dress from head to toe in the hottest places. I myself go to a gym, I exercise, and I cover myself. I see a lady in my gym who actually works out with even her head covered. There's no excuse for immodesty, folks. But I'm sure a lot of people have an excuse for it. So we continue to look. He goes, I am sorry I ever let this be an item for discussion, usually led by men. At any youth meeting, this must have been awful for female leaders and students to be part of. I'm still a fan of the no produce rule. No buns, bananas, or breasts need to be seen. But why are stomachs overly sexual? Why is a little cleavage sinful? Why are women meant to feel they are responsible for men's actual sin or lust? I am telling you this right now. If any person, and I'm going to say this as humble as possible, if any person watching this right now believes in that statement that this man just said in that last paragraph, you really need to check your relationship with Yahweh. If any person agrees with what he said right now, you need to check yourself with Yahweh. Every person's, man or woman's, stomach should be covered, and no woman under any circumstance should be showing her cleavage. That's completely, you know, a fact of Scripture. And anyone that has a disagreement with it or, you know, or wants to argue with that, take that up with Yahweh, because that is what it says in the Scriptures. And I pray for you if you agree with this pastor says. It says, why are women meant to feel responsible for man's actual sin or lust? Because you're dressed like a prostitute. That's why. You know, that's why you should feel responsible. It's actually, you know, you should be convicted if you're dressed in a certain way that you shouldn't dress. You know, and the scriptures are very clear on what a person is not to do. They're called private parts for a reason. And somebody say, well, it doesn't say in the scriptures we can't cover our stomach and it's not a private. No, there's no excuse for the immorality of people today. No half shirts and no showing your belly buttons with your little earrings and your belly buttons or your belly button rings or whatever they are. So this pastor says again, I am sorry. And I agree. He is definitely sorry. Definitely sorry. You know, sorry in many different ways. He goes, to all students, especially females, that we are subjected to our rules. I am sorry to my female students and desperately try to search for a swimsuit in the days leading up to camp. Female students, wear a swimsuit that lets you have fun. There are topless beaches all over the world. So does that mean if she feels better in a topless swimsuit, she can go and wear it? And a bikini ain't much different than a topless swimsuit, folks. You know, and then he tells his male students, stop being disgusting and controlling yourselves. Now, when I hear those words, stop being disgusting and control yourselves. If a modest, moral woman of Yahweh says something like that, I can accept that and from a scriptural context say, well, that makes a lot of sense. But when an immodest, immoral woman says something like that, if a woman comes wearing so much makeup and high heels and she's showing her belly button and showing cleavage and says, men just now got to stop being disgusting and control themselves. Everything she says, and this is a lesson to you ladies, if you're going to speak like this, walk the walk. It's a wonderful and true statement. Men do need to control themselves. And there are lustful men out there that need to control themselves. And if you're saying that as a modest, moral woman of Yahweh who uphold his standards, hallelujah. That's wonderful. We need to speak up. And that's why I do these things, because we need to speak up. But if you are guilty of that particular immorality yourself, of dressing immodest, acting immodest, wearing so much makeup on your face that it doesn't even look like you and that makeup's not there, and you're showing your cleavage and wearing high heels and all this stuff, you have no right to say a man needs to stop being disgusting and control yourself. And if I was doing this talk right now in a tank top and in shorts, I would have no right to be saying the things I'm saying. But we need to understand this and we need to get this. This is why this needs to be spoken about, especially around our children more. One thing I saw years ago, which I loved, was a father, her daughter wanted to wear these short shorts. And I guess it caused a big commotion in the house. So what happened was he finally got fed up with it. You know, so he took her to her prom and he wore short shorts. He wore short shorts and she was certainly embarrassed. And he said, well, what goes around comes around. What do you think of the message I'm trying to send to you here? So, and then the person says, youth pastors, male especially, stop being chauvinistic and making female students feel bad for having breasts. Christians, live like Jesus. That's what he said. Now, I could only think that this man, and only pray and hope, well, not even pray and hope that, but I could only think that this man was pressured by somebody in his church and to say something like this, or maybe somebody hijacked his account, because I can't think of any pastor or anyone in that position that would say something like this and believe it. It's just too far gone. And it's so we need to we need to think about this. And as for the woman on the beach that was complaining to the guy, that to me, I mean, a man protesting bikinis at the beach confronted, and a video viewed over 600,000 times. The woman says, am I supposed to not dress modest on the beach? What is wrong with you? And the man sign said simply, God says Christian women dress modest. Now, if a woman wants to say, thank you for that sign, I'm not a Christian, have a nice day, that's one thing. But for women, I don't know the reaction from other women. Let me ask this question. Does any Christian man or Christian woman out there believe that it's okay for a Christian woman to be dressed in a bikini on the beach or anywhere? I certainly don't. And now somebody said, where in the Torah does it say women can't wear a bikini? Now, I had to repent last week for even getting involved in such foolish conversations. Why? And I'm not even going to get involved in a foolish conversation with that anymore when somebody says something so foolish like that. And this is just the way it is today. And I don't know how many of you have seen this, but this is why we need to speak up about this topic. Kids are being misled. Kids are being misled. This is why we need to speak up about this topic. Where do we draw the standard of the way our children should behave, whether it's the words they speak and it's the way they dress or the way they carry themselves? And the same thing, where do we draw the standards with us as children of Yahweh? And I say it and I say it often. We need to be set apart from the world and the world's ways. We need to be set apart in the world and the world's ways. The world is not righteous. They're not doing righteous things. They're not speaking righteous words. They're not living righteously. If we're identified with them, there's no difference. Set apart means holy, and we are to be set apart. A different look, a different take, where somebody knows we're different. And we can't let our child's feelings, we can't let rushing to the store to get an appropriate bathing suit or anything like that change the way we're supposed to think. You know, it was, there are still many Christian communities around the world, not in this Western immoral society we live in today, but there are many places around the world where boys and girls aren't even allowed to swim together, let alone wear immoral clothing. They're not even allowed to swim together. And that's more common than what we're doing in this crazy society we live in today. They're not allowed to swim together. And, you know, it's so backwards out there today that people do not see an issue with these things. And it's completely, completely the most unholy, unbiblical place, you know, with people drinking and dressed in modest and just using the wrong words in a beach today. And, you know, if we should be willing, ready, and able to go to a beach and to be like that man. And you know, it tells us in the scriptures to judge, not to knock people down, but to lift them up. That's what it says. It says we are to be judgmental, not to lift people down, but lift people up. Now, it does say we're supposed to have a gentle, you know, gently reach people and so on. But, you know, somebody would look at, well, that man is creating a corruption and creating an issue by being at the beach with a sign. He shouldn't be in that environment with that sign. That's exactly where he needs to be. That's exactly where he needs to be. We're not here to preach to those that know this. Yeshua said, healthy people don't need a doctor, sick people do. And I'm telling everyone right now, that's who we have to reach. The people that are going to get offended are the people that need to hear it, not the people that are going to be like, I agree with you, I know that. So yes, we have to go to places and share the word of Yeshua and warn people. I tell you all this, folks. If there's a building on fire and you're walking down and there's a first floor is on fire and a top floor is nobody knows there's a fire, you need to get a microphone, a blowhorn or something and start screaming at the top of your lungs to the people upstairs in that building. That building is on fire. You need to get out now. You need to get out now. And in the model of the world we live in today, that man, if he doesn't get arrested, at least a whole bunch of people come up and saying he's being disruptive by disturbing the peace and disturbing the people. That's the exact example we have in the world today. The men and the women that are calling out and letting people know that they need to change, they need to make a move, they need to change their thinking. And that's what the word repent means. It means to change your thinking so your ways change. So you read out the words, repent, repent. Well, you're disturbing the peace of Satan, the peace that Satan has all over this world. So instead of the police officer kicking that woman off the beach for dressing immodestly, she'll kick the man off the beach. Or they'll kick the man off the beach for disturbing the peace. You know, and as men, we have to understand as we set the example, and women as well, the joy that it brings me to see people dressed modest when I go to the gym or to go to the beach for whatever reason, to see people dressed modestly is like, I want to go talk to that person. What makes that person stand apart? Why are they dressed different? And usually it's, well, this is the way I was brought up. And in our culture, we didn't do certain things and everything else. And yeah, so these are things that, you know, the enemy's running around out there. We got to be careful with these things. But this pastor could have made this a great message. He could have, you know, repented for just speaking to the women and spoke to the boys also and said, not only are the girls to wear one pieces, the boys must keep their shirts on. The boys must wear their shorts past their knees down to their ankles as well. You know, and the girls, as they're wearing these one pieces, they should be wearing shorts over the one pieces. This man had a great opportunity to reach people. And you know what? Where are those people in the media the way these people are? But this man, for apologizing, all of a sudden he's praised by the world. And there are scriptures that say if the world praises you, it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. This is why I say we need to speak up and we need to scream of what's going on and letting the world know what's happening. And we need to be set apart. So the immorality, whether it's modesty or the way people speak within men and women, are the standard, the bar has been dropped lower and lower and lower. Thank you, everybody, for listening to today's message. If you'd like to hear the rest of this message and more audios like this, please go to my YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries, or my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Have a blessed day, everybody. Thank you.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. This is Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. If it seems like life's getting more and more complex and you don't know where to find the answers, join us each weekend to discover what God says about how to really live. We meet for worship on Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 9 and 11 a.m., at the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
Miracles when you move, such an easy thing for you to do. Your hand is moving. Still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling.